Self-Background Check in California, A Complete Guide 2025. If you're applying for a job in California, there's a good chance that employers will look into your background either before making an offer or right after. But are you aware of what might show up in that report? Running a background check on yourself beforehand helps you catch errors, verify the accuracy of your records, and know exactly what potential employers will see. In this guide, we'll walk you through how to check your own background in California and highlight important state-specific laws and information you should know. Key takeaways. Running a self-background check in California can help you spot and correct inaccurate records, find signs of identity theft, strengthen your professional reputation, and prepare for questions from employers. In California, common background checks include identity verification, criminal history reports, driving records, professional license checks, social media reviews, and verification of employment or education history. iProspect Check provides reliable, employer-level personal background checks trusted by businesses across California. 1. Correct mistakes before employers see them. Background reports sometimes include incorrect or outdated information. You might even find records that belong to someone else with a similar name. By reviewing your own report first, you can catch these issues early and take steps to dispute or correct them before they impact your job prospects. 2. Uncover identity theft early. If your personal details have been compromised, you might spot unfamiliar accounts or criminal records linked to your name. A self-background check can reveal early signs of identity theft. With that information, you can begin the process of clearing your record and notifying employers if needed. 3. Audit your social media presence. Before applying for jobs, it's smart to assess your social media profiles from a professional perspective. California employers often review candidates' online activity, and even innocent posts can raise red flags or send mixed signals. A social media screening from iProspect Check helps identify outdated content, inappropriate posts, and privacy concerns that could hurt your image. By proactively cleaning up your digital presence, you present the best version of yourself to future employers. 4. Prepare for employer questions. Employers may ask about your background check results. When you know what's in your report ahead of time, you can plan honest and well-thought-out responses. This preparation helps you stay calm and confident during the interview process. The information in your background check will vary based on the type of job you're applying for and any regulations specific to your industry. Most reports include identity verification. Identity verification is typically one of the first steps performed by background screening companies like iProspect Check. This process helps consumer reporting agencies, CRAs, match records to the correct individual, reducing the risk of confusion with someone who has a similar name. It's a key step in producing accurate and reliable reports. Criminal history. A criminal background check in California may involve searches through national criminal databases, state-maintained records, federal criminal records, and county-level court files from locations where you've lived or worked in the past 7 years. The type of criminal record searches run will depend on the role's duties and the level of trust it requires. These reports may include felony and misdemeanor convictions, as well as any pending criminal charges. Typically, the report covers the last 7 years from the date of conviction, parole, or release, whichever is latest. Arrests that didn't result in convictions, sealed or expunged records, and officially pardoned offenses will not be included. Social media analysis. A social media background check reviews public content that you've posted or shared online. It then compiles a report showing what a prospective employer could see when evaluating your online presence during the hiring process. Option 1. Do-it-yourself search. You can gather your own background report by checking a range of official sources, including California State Criminal History. Request a copy of your criminal history from the California Department of Justice, DOJ, by submitting a fingerprint-based live scan application. this report shows state-level arrests and convictions. However, it may not be as detailed as county-specific records. County court records employers often look at records from counties where applicants have lived or worked. You can search these records through individual superior courts or by using the online tools offered by the California courts. Driving record: if the job you're applying for involves driving, your driving history may be reviewed. You can request your driving record from the California DMV to check for past violations, license suspensions, or accidents. Federal court records: some employers also review federal civil and criminal cases. You can access these by subscribing to the PACER, Public Access to Court Electronic Records, system and running a search under your name. Sex offender registry: most background checks include a review of sex offender registries. You can search the California Megan's Law website to confirm that your name does not appear by mistake. For broader results, you can also check the National Sex Offender Public website. Social media and online presence: search your name on major search engines and review what appears on your public social media profiles. Employers often use this information to help assess your professionalism and character. Education verification: reach out to schools, colleges, or universities you attended and request transcripts or official verification of your degrees. This allows you to confirm your academic records match what employers will see. Employment verification: contact past employers to confirm your job titles, positions held, and dates of employment. Some companies use third-party verification services, so you may need to reach out to those providers as well. Pros: low or no cost. Direct access to official sources. Full control over what and when you check. Cons: time-intensive and may require visiting several websites or offices. Some records are restricted or require credentials. Understanding the results can require some expertise. Your results may not look the same as those provided to employers. Best for people who want to check their background at a minimal cost and don't mind doing the research themselves. Option 2, request a personal background check from iProspect Check. For a faster and more streamlined option, you can use a professional background check service like iProspect Check. We deliver accurate, employer-grade reports that meet Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, standards and follow the same screening criteria used by hiring professionals across California. Pros: comprehensive results that match employer standards. Handled by experienced screening professionals. Fast report turnaround. Secure online system with encrypted data transfer. Easy-to-read report format. Strong data security using encryption, anonymization, access controls, and regular staff training. Cons: requires payment. You'll need to provide personal information for verification. Best for anyone who wants a detailed and professional report without needing to contact multiple agencies on their own. How to get started: use our secure platform to enter your full legal name, any former names, your social security number, and your full address history. Once your report is complete, review it carefully for accuracy. If you notice errors such as incorrect charges, inaccurate employment details, or mistaken identity, contact us for help resolving the issue. For criminal record corrections in California, you may need to submit a request to the DOJ or the appropriate county court. Get your personal background check today. Order now. If you're going through an employment background check in California, your rights are protected by both federal and state laws. These laws outline how your personal information can be collected, used, and shared. Federal laws: Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. The Fair Credit Reporting Act governs how background check companies gather, store, and share your data. Under the FCRA's 7-year reporting rule, consumer reporting agencies generally cannot include the following items in a background check for jobs: paying less than $75,000 annually if the information is older than 7 years. Arrests that did not lead to convictions. Debt collection accounts. Paid tax liens. Bankruptcies, Chapter 13, 7 years. Chapter 7, 10 years. Civil lawsuits and judgments. Criminal convictions may still be reported regardless of age unless restricted by state law, and these time limits do not apply to roles with a salary over $75,000 per year. Before an employer can request a background check, they must notify you in writing and get your written permission. If they choose not to hire you based on the results, they are legally required to give you a copy of the report and a notice outlining your rights. You also have the right to dispute anything in the report that is inaccurate or incomplete. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Title VII makes it illegal for employers to discriminate based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin during the hiring process. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which enforces this law, advises employers to consider criminal records on an individual basis. They are expected to weigh the nature of the offense, the time that has passed since it occurred, and how it relates to the job before making a decision. You cannot be automatically denied employment simply because you have a criminal record. Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act, FCA. The Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act applies to federal agencies and employers working under federal contracts. If you're applying for a federal job or a position with a federal contractor, the FCA restricts when the employer can ask about your criminal background. They cannot conduct a background check or request that information until after a conditional job offer has been made. The purpose of this law is to ensure that you're first evaluated based on your experience and skills before your criminal history is considered. State laws. ICRA and CCRA. California has two laws, the Investigative Consumer Reporting Agencies Act, ICRA, and the Consumer Credit Reporting Agencies Act, CCRA, that protect your rights when you undergo a pre-employment background check. These laws work alongside federal rules and provide additional protections beyond what federal laws do. Some protections provided by the ICRA and CCRA include the following. Employers must give you a clear written notice before ordering a background check. Reports can only include criminal convictions from the last 7 years, plus any pending cases. This goes beyond the FCRA, which doesn't restrict the reporting of conviction records regardless of age. Arrests that did not result in convictions, sealed or dismissed records, and diversion program results cannot be reported. Unlike the FCRA, which includes a $75,000 threshold in its 7-year rule, California's law doesn't include a cap. This means that the 7-year rule applies to all employers in California, regardless of salary. If a credit report is used, you are entitled to receive a free copy at the same time as the employer. California's 7-year rule. Unlike federal law, California strictly limits the reporting of negative information to the past 7 years, no matter how much the job pays. This restriction applies to the reporting of conviction records along with other details from your past, such as debt collections, bankruptcies, civil lawsuits, civil judgments, unlawful detainer actions, and paid tax liens. CRAs also can't report non-conviction records such as arrests without charges, but they can report pending charges. California Consumer Privacy Act, CCPA. This law strengthens your privacy rights in the following ways. Employers must give you the option to receive a copy of your background check report by including a checkbox on the consent form. If you opt in, you should get it within 3 days of the employer receiving it. Employers must also give clear written notice about the scope of any background check. California Labor Code 432.7. Under CA Labor Code 432.7, employers cannot ask you about arrests that did not lead to a conviction, records that were sealed or dismissed, participation in diversion programs. They may only ask about current pending charges. Fair Chance Act banned the box. Since 2018, most California employers with 5 or more employees cannot ask about your criminal history until after they've made a conditional job offer. If your record does come up, employers must review it on a case-by-case basis, offense type, time passed, and its relatedness to your job duties. You have the right to explain or provide evidence of rehabilitation before the employer can make a final hiring decision. Expungement and clean slate laws. California has strong laws to help people with criminal records move forward, including: many convictions can be expunged, removed from your record, if you meet certain conditions. Expunged records can't be reported by CRAs or inquired about by employers. Employers also can't use the information in hiring if they learn about an expunged record in a different way. Under the Clean Slate Law, SB 731, certain old convictions and arrests are sealed automatically, making them invisible to employers. Past marijuana convictions for small amounts have already been cleared under AB 1793. Restrictions on marijuana testing, AB 2188. As of 2024, employers cannot discriminate against you for legal, off-duty marijuana use. They can still prohibit use or impairment at work, and some jobs, such as federal or safety-sensitive roles, are exempt. Other important laws. Redaction of birthdates. Courts in California no longer include birthdates or driver's license numbers in public records. This makes it harder for background check companies to match records, but you still benefit from added privacy. SB 1162, pay transparency. Employers with 15-plus employees must post salary ranges in job ads, giving you a clear idea of pay up front. AB 1720, caregiver law. People with certain old convictions may still qualify to work as home health aides or caregivers if they receive state approval. Running a background check on yourself before applying for jobs in California allows you to catch errors, correct inaccurate information, and prepare for questions that might come up during the hiring process. At iProspect Check, we provide reliable, employer-grade personal background checks for individuals in California and across the country. Order your personal background check today so you can apply with confidence and increase your chances of getting the job you want. Disclaimer: the resources provided here are for educational purposes only and do not constitute legal advice. Consult your counsel if you have legal questions related to your specific practices and compliance with applicable laws. How much does a personal background check in California cost? At iProspect Check, we offer 3 personal background check packages. Basic personal background check starting at $39.95. Employer quality check starting at $59.95. Executive premium package starting at $99.95. Please note that court fees, if applicable, and optional add-on searches are not included in these prices. These extra costs will be added to your package total. We also provide a standalone social media analysis report for $49.95. How long does it take to get a personal background check in California? Most iProspect Check reports are available within 1 hour. More complex searches, such as those requiring multiple counties or specialized verifications, can take longer, sometimes up to 30 days. Will expunged records appear on a background check? No. Expunged records do not appear on employment background checks. California law also prohibits employers from considering them when making hiring decisions. How far back do background checks go in California? California has a 7-year limit on reporting most criminal convictions, pending cases, and certain other records. This rule applies regardless of the job's salary. However, some federal rules allow reporting of certain records, such as Chapter 7 bankruptcies, for up to 10 years. Positions in sensitive fields like finance, law enforcement, or childcare may also involve broader searches that are not restricted by the 7-year rule.